Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.
You're listening to SBS News.
Looking at his own portrait, hung at the Australian Museum in Sydney, proud Noorunga Nakanu Lachi Lachi elder Uncle John Baxter hopes this exhibition, called Unfinished Business, is a conversation starter and a catalyst for change.
We don't want to be left in the background. We don't want to be left as a second thought or an inconvenience in this ever-changing world. We want to be there in the forefront with you, standing by you, not standing behind you.
Uncle John Baxter was deeply involved in the exhibition's creation from the planning stage. His installation, Not Fit for Purpose, also telling an important story.
Sometimes when we receive these aging equipment, they are not fit for purpose. We think that they may be, or somebody else has thought on our behalf that, oh yes, Uncle needs a wheelchair, so we'll give him a wheelchair. They may not realise that Uncle lives in a remote community. There are no footpaths, there are no sealed roads. We're going down dirt tracks. Uncle wants to be a part of his culture.
Accessibility is woven into the exhibition's design, including elements such as tactile panels, audio descriptions, Auslan interpretation, and large print materials. This is Trevor Ahern, the major projects lead in the First Nations Department at the Australian Museum.
We also wanted to create a design language that sort of made access a prominent theme, not just for people with access needs, but for people who able-bodied people who don't have access needs, to come in and be aware of what it takes to make a thing accessible.
According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, about one quarter of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people report having a disability. This exhibition also highlighting the intersection of ableism and racism. This is Gail Kennedy, a Wangaban clan member.
If you really want to know, it's look at our eyes, see the power in them, see the strength. Not only as Aboriginal people, but as people with disabilities, because as far as I'm concerned, we are the most marginalised people in any society worldwide.
A vessel for truth-telling. Each of the 30 participants told their story on their own terms.
I think that you could see that in all of these photographs. We choose how we are photographed and what you see up there. It's accessible, it's brilliant, it's in your face, you know, and it's much needed and long overdue.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world. Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.